You're listening to KTWH LP 99.5 FM, Two Harbors Community Radio with a Lake View. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about something else while Scarlett Woods from Brainerd, Minnesota, slips right in the hot seat here. Something about our fundraiser week. So, you know, Carl and I were not part of the hardworking group that started this station back in, well, it really, they started working on it in 2013. And it really took a few years, and the station was launched September 13th, 2015. We, Carl and I, are very invested now, and we really feel a deep value of the so many shows that we like on this listener-supported radio. We're especially all about the programming that brings local folks into the studio, providing a vehicle for artists to share their stories, their art, their opinions. When we began our involvement, we also started connections with really friendly, fun-loving folks here. And I'm telling you, you know, I haven't met a person who volunteers at the station who I don't like. They're all so welcoming and friendly. So you can join our cast of characters, if I could call it that, who are remain interested in strengthening community with all that KTWH offers. So help us stay strong, if you will, for another 7 years or maybe even 70. And there are many, many ways to support the station. We have been mentioning financial donations lately. That's one quick way, maybe a faster way, that people seem to be getting involved, and we really appreciate it.
Come in and be part of the KTWH family. Yes.
Yeah, it is a family, well put. And we're really all about that. So, welcome, Scarlett.
Hi, Leslie.
Got tuned up.
Just, you know, busting in through the door.
Right.
Blown in the wind.
Yeah. Yep. And
here we go.
Yeah, it's great. And I saw you did tune your seven-string guitar, which is always a little bit amazing.
Exciting. All right.
All right. Well, happy fundraiser week,
fundraiser.
Scarlett.
This is amazing.
Yep, it is.
I love this radio station. You guys are so supportive.
All right,
really
thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we, you know, in doing the Beat Farm show, we feel kind of blessed, actually, to be able to have even friends like Scarlett come in and other entertainers, and this is a wonderful vehicle for people to share their music, and here you are.
They hung up a sign in our old town. If you live it up, you'll never live it down. So she left Montmorillo, son, just like a bullet leaves a gun, with her charcoal eyes and her Monroe hips. She went and took that California trip, where the moon was gold and her hair like wind. She said, don't look back, just come on, Jim. Oh, you gotta hold on, hold on. Yeah, you gotta hold on. Take my hand, I'm standing right here. You gotta hold on. Well, God bless your little crooked heart. St. Louis got the best of me. I miss your broken China voice. How I wish you were still here with me. Well, you build it up, you're track it down. Then you burn your mansion to the ground. She said, baby, I still love you, but sometimes there's nothing left to do. Standing right here, you gotta hold on. Well, he gave her a dime store watch and a ring he made from a spoon. Everyone is looking for someone to blame, but when you share my bed, you share my name. Well, you build it up, you wreck it down. Then you burn your mansion to the ground. Well, your old hometown's so far away, but inside your head there's a record playing, a song called Hold On, Hold On. Yeah, you gotta hold on. Take and I'm standing right here, you gotta hold on. Down by the riverside motel, it's 10 below and falling. By 99-cent store, she closed her eyes and started swaying. But it's so hard to dance that way when it's cold and there's no music. Well, your old hometown's so far away, but inside your head there's a record playing, a song called Hold On, Hold On. Yeah, you gotta hold on. Take my hand, I'm standing right here, you gotta hold on.
All right. Very, very nice. You have to tell us a little bit about that song, though, if you would.
That's a Tom Waits.
That's what I thought.
Kathleen Brennan tune.
Yeah. And of course, it's called Hold On. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice.
You do it well. You do it quite well.
Yeah. I loved it. It was Tom Waits a la Scarlet Woods. Yeah. All right.
You know, John, Son of Mel, kind of reminds me of Tom Waits.
A little bit.
I thought I'd start with that song.
Yeah, you know, I meant to mention while he was here that I read somebody who knows music describing his writing as Dylan-esque and his vocals as kind of resembling Johnny Cash. And when he was in here, I went, yeah, okay, I can kind of see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's just have another song right away. How's that?
Speak, tongue-tied by honesty, clearly I'm misunderstood. But let me explain, those perfume sheets, those arms, you pull me close and tight. And then I go and say, baby, you're a radioactive pile of heat. Oh, you're cooking me getting older every day. I'm quite certain I'll display a few gray hairs by 33. They say age is just a myth. The key to youth exists in our escape to a romantic spa. We're living in a dream, hot pools, massage and steam. We're feeling new again. Then I go and say, baby, this wrinkle cream helps with your zits. Oh, a two-in-one, isn't that fun? Ba-da-da-da-da-da, darling, I know it's true. We fight, I've run from you, blinded. Deaf and confused, fill all space. But round and round this chorus always sings of gratitude for you. What do you say? Let's take this day by day. Sunbathe on the beach, go for walks, grab a treat, some tasty cookies and cream. We'll spend an hour at the gym. I lift weights, you'll go spin. Feeling so good, let's head for home. But let me explain, those beats of sweat tone arms, you pull me close and tight. And then I go and say, baby, after you run, you taste like beef jerky. Oh, it's a darling, I know it's true. We fight, I've run from you, blinded, deaf, and confused. Round and round this chorus always sings of gratitude for you. What do you say? Let's take this day by day.
Was an original, and it was called...
It's called The Last Love Song.
Last Love Song, right. Carl?
My mother told me when I was 16 years old that having zits would go away with age, and it never has, and maybe I'll try that wrinkle cream.
Really, how old do you have to be before that's a thing of the past?
I know, right?
Right.
Bodies.
I do want to repeat, you know, because some of you are probably getting together with somebody else later and going, did you hear Scarlett Woods on KTWH today? And, oh, you didn't? Well, come on out then to Sir Ben's tonight from 5 to 7. You can hear her live. There you go. Yeah. And every Thursday in October. That's going to be so cool.
And I'm going to try to have a guest every time on Thursday. And my first guest this week is Eric Bong, who is a bass player. He plays many things, but he's a musician in the Duluth area. And
so he's going to be with you tonight?
Yeah, he'll be joining me on about 5 songs. So
very neat.
Come on down and hear Eric play the bass.
Good job. And let's see then, do you mind mentioning maybe who else you're thinking about having, maybe not confirmed.
Not confirmed. I'm trying to get Boss Mama.
Yeah, Colleen Myrie.
Awesome. And then Shane Nelson.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get. And I want to do a couple projects with Shane as well. And we're going to be splitting. Well, he's going to be opening for me at the Astor Cafe in Minneapolis on December 8th. And that's going to be a huge show. So I'm really going to.
And what's the name of the venue again?
The Astor Cafe.
Astor Cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the day after my birthday. You know, I'm going to be 31. more than times two. All right, that's very cool. And so, let's see. Did I introduce you to Shane? I don't know. Something like that.
No, I met Shane at Wusso's. Oh. There was a Songwriters in the Round going
right.
on, and he was a part of that. And yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, that's one thing about Wusso's and also Sacred Heart. There are events that bring singers, songwriters, musicians together to meet each other. And that's one thing that's way, way, way cool.
I know.
And
Duluth does that so well.
Right. And it's just kudos to those people. Like mm-hmm. John was talking about the Porch Fest, the mm-hmm. Siggy's Musical Garden and all. You know, those kinds of promoters bring people together, and then musicians get to meet each other and mm-hmm. learn from each other.
Yeah, and they see a common interest, and they're just like, oh, man, it'd be fun to play with him or
sing
with her.
See, it's kind of like that's how Colleen's going to be joining you or Eric Bong or whatever, and that's all good,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. Well, and even if I can't get Colleen this time, I'm trying to put together a show in my stomping grounds in February for me and her to kind of...
In your stomping grounds?
Of Brainerd, Minnesota.
Of Brainerd.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not really familiar with the venues there.
There's
so
not that many venues there.
That would be...
Rural Minnesota is really hard for, mm-hmm. for musicians.
Yeah.
Which is why I drive to Duluth all the time. And Minneapolis. So.
It is a great Brainerd, a great vacation area, and you would think they'd have, you know, maybe more venues for those folks to take in some local music, but whatever.
There are some. There are some. Yep.
We're just glad to have you coming here, and that's all I got to say.
Well, I am honored to be coming back here and invited here, and I really appreciate you folks.
Yeah, thank you. And so another song.
Yeah. Well, there was a request for this one.
Yeah, there is a request for this one, and it was my request. It's a cover, right?
It is.
Okay.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's better lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, getting so much resistance far behind. Time to stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ooh, 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 ooh. street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, my men come and take you away. We better stop, baby, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, baby, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, baby, what's that sound?
Oh, yeah. Very, very nice one. Thank you so much. You know, I think that's one of my all-time favorite songs. And, you know, who did write that one? Or I know Buffalo Springfield.
I think John.
Stephen Stills.
Was it Stephen Stills or John Fogerty? John Fogerty.
Oh.
I yield.
Maybe it was John Fogerty. Yeah. But that's just, I think.
And it's like, you know, folks think of it as a protest song, but I think it was actually written about a group that was just down in L.A. and there was some law that L.A. was doing and you can't do this on the streets anymore, or you can't. Some sort of loathing thing, or not loathing, loitering.
Oh.
That folks were doing. And.
Oh, that's interesting.
The city of LA was like, no, you can't do this anymore. Blah, blah, blah.
So
that's kind of where it was, I think, inspired from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I mean, it certainly does fit in that category of a protest.
Yeah.
And people standing up. And speaking of people standing up, you know, look at the folks in this town who stood up to get rid of a certain
person who was
that,
icky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really.
And thank you for those people for doing that.
I know. And I just thank
Shout
them
out to
all
them.
The time. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot my train of thought, so I guess we better just do what we're here for, your music.
Okay. Well, this next one, this is also a cover song as well. What do we got? Oh, yeah. This musician died way too young, like many incredible musicians do.
More than I could stand, love. until the chips were down.
Wow. Yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
That was an Amy Winehouse song?
Amy Winehouse, Love is a Losing Game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're just out there, and of course, John's still here and loving it and going, oh, she's amazing, and we think so, too. So let's see. I know I'm saying something. Carl, did you want to chime in there?
Well, I was thinking that
here, wait.
In the late 70s, I had the joy of catching John Prine at a bar that we referred to as a Wrinkle Room in San Diego, and for 30 years that was my favorite musical experience. And being involved in this radio station has replaced that.
No.
It's now my second favorite.
And that is way cool. So thanks, and perfect timing, because we're all speaking so highly of our wonderful KTW, and it's because it's a fundraiser week.
And listeners, support the local radio. Anyone who's listening right now, I mean, this helps out musicians. This helps out community so much.
Right.
I mean, this is like where the real stuff starts.
Right. And
it's not up top where all the money is. Like, those are the crooks.
I suppose.
Stay away from those people.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it is just wonderful. You know, one thing I want to remind people, because some of you are listening and you're going, what? This is a beet farm? Yes, you know that we're usually the third Friday from 5 to 6. And this today's wonderful two-hour show is not replacing our usual beet farm. Because wait till you hear this. We are going to be back, Carl and I, in this studio the third Friday in October this month. And we're having da-da-da-da-da-da drum roll. The Fish Heads, Mike and Kim Munson, and you guys, you won't want to miss that, because they are also extra special and unique in what they do, just like Scarlett here. So
the Fish Heads are community oriented.
They
always have been.
Yep, and so many musicians are. You know, it's just. Music is the way to share and to be happy and have fun, and so it's all good. And, so now there was something that I was told to say here, but I think this is fine. Reminding you that you're listening to KTWH-LP 99.5 FM, Two Harbors Community Radio with a lake view. And we aren't kidding when we say that. If you have a moment ever and you're just traveling or vacationing up here, you know, the studio is kind of a fun place to stop in, especially during our fundraiser week. And a lot of people are dropping in to say hello. I'm going to repeat that Scarlett's session with us today, and maybe I didn't say this yet, is we're going to replay this on Sunday, October 9th from 6 to 7 o'clock, so that I have a note about that, and I want people to realize that. And, you know, again, if you are saying to your friend, hey, did you hear Scarlett on the radio the other day? And they say, no. Well, there you go. We're going to replay this Sunday, October 9th from 6 to 7. So here we go with another song, I hope.
Yeah. This song was, this was the Dylan Fest songwriter contest song, and I just went into the studio about a month ago, started recording this one with producer Kevin Bowe down in Minneapolis.
Oh, neat.
And it's getting there.
Okay, so this was, Scarlett was one of the top three winners. I think we had 32 applicants, 32 songs to judge, and Scarlett, one of her originals, was in the top three, and here it is.
You know, the pandemic was just, it was rough. It was rough for me. And I was trying to think about how to process that. And being close to humans again, and just being able to be around each other.
Yeah.
That's where this song came from. This is called Close to You. I spoke a little secret as you stepped out of the room. I leaned a little closer after all the springs in bloom. Throw away what I waited to say. I'm feeling a little braver these days. You came into my life, placed your prints all over me. Call the still become like one. That night gave me a song. I got hooked by your smile, pulled me from a mile. I'm feeling a little braver these days. Oh, I'm feeling a little braver, braver these days. When I to you, when I'm close to you. My heart hurries to love. Steady moves leading this time. Was feeling for a beat where our steps would fall aligned. I got hooked by your style, pulled me from a mile. I'm feeling a little braver these days. Oh, I'm feeling braver, braver these days. When I close to you, when I'm close to you, when I'm close to you, when I'm close to you. Thank you.
yeah, Close to You. I love that song. Well, since this is fundraiser week, we are looking for the help of all of our listeners to continue serving you with the whole another year's variety and worthwhile programming that KTWH.org, 99.5 FM offers. And, you know, if you go to KTWH.org, there it only takes like, I think I timed it even, and then I read it in print, it only takes like 3 minutes. I think you'll find some awesome thank you gifts there now. We have a nice, really cool logo, new logo with KTWH. You know, it's we always talk about a view from the lake and all. And KTWH on the T-shirt is reflecting the lake. It's really cool. So you can always go online and press donate, or you can call us. Use the telephone at 218-595-6195. That was 218-595-6195. That's another way that you can donate. Some people even just send a check in, and that is also very, very welcome. And you would send it to KTWH, Post Office Box 622, Two Harbors. That was Post Office Box 622, Two Harbors, Minnesota, 55616. You know, even better, why don't you just come on into the studio in the Harbor Landing Building at 7th Avenue and 7th Street. If you do, you'll find here a lot of different ways to contribute. You know, like you can volunteer, you can help out in other ways. And I love that John, son of Mel, a little bit earlier said, why don't you come on in or contact the station and talk about what you would like to hear a little bit different or in addition to, and what you love to hear over on the radio as it is now, because we really look for community input. And we are going to hear more from Scarlett Woods, who is ready, I think. Oh, you know, I think after the next song, we'll do that. Can you do a song now?
Sure.
That would be great, because I just kind of talked a lot. So we need more music.
We need more music.
More Scarlett Woods.
All right.
Dressed and ready, you grabbed what was yours, and I kept what was left for mine. We certainly gave it all our best try, although some knots just seemed to come untied. Oh, our world, our world, our world, our world. Keep in this world. I won't ask how I could have changed it. You know, changing it might have made it harder for us to see. Let us just sink and settle into winter. Some crisp, clean air, warm fires, and calm cups of tea. Oh, remember that time we spoke of Minnesota. Could have lain among 10,000 reflections of northern lights. I would play and play all those secret chords, and you would write and write and write. Oh, our world, our dreams, our dreams, our dreams. We were born to dream. I really don't understand how to end things. We've been there once, maybe twice in our time before. And so you'll pull this to the nearest shore. I'll hope for that day we'll laugh and play, not wanting anything more. Just be alive. This is all. This is a part of life, and just know for mine.
Wow. Oh, so beautiful.
Thanks.
It really, really is gorgeous. What was the name of that one again?
I'm Right Here.
Yeah, I'm Right Here, right. Very, very nice. I do want to mention, and I think I mentioned it earlier and might have gotten it a little wrong, but if you would like to hear Scarlet Woods again this same exact hour, the station will be replaying this hour on Sunday, this Sunday, October 9th, from 3 to 4 p.m. So that is something to note. And again, you know, because I'll say, oh, did you hear Scarlett on the radio the other day with us? And they go, oh, no, I missed it. Oh, not to worry. Replay on October 9th at 3 o'clock. And so that's a wonderful thing to also know, Carl.
Well, we plan on being at Sir Ben's this evening for your show.
Oh.
Yeah, that's going to be great. We do it. We love our radio spots with our guests in here. It's wonderful. It's almost like live, but there's something about the energy of these venues who have live musicians in. It's a different feel, and we're going, this is wonderful, and we're passing notes going, let's get that energy that we're going to feel at Sir Ben's.
Yeah.
It really is different. So it's not like we're bored. We just want to hear more, and that kind of energy at a live venue. I must say, we support the live venues as much as we can with our guests here and other local musicians, because, you know, that's kind of partly where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is a live venue, but it's not like going to Sir Ben's, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And a shout out to Josh, who makes that possible.
Yeah, who is that? The guy who runs
it?
Yeah,
that's Sir Ben's,
yeah.
Josh. Yep. And then a shout out to Jason Wusso at Wusso's Concert Cafe.
Of course.
It might be a great venue, but, you know, it's without the support of the owner or the booking agent or whoever is in
right.
charge of bringing that together, it
yeah.
wouldn't be possible.
Wonderful. And, you know, since we're up in Two Harbors, We should really mention the last time I saw you playing live.
Donna and Chris.
Right, yeah. At the Harbor Rail Pub here.
Yeah, very supportive.
As a matter of fact, I read who they have here tonight or in a few days, and now I can't remember. But it's always the best to hear a musician live. I mean, you know, I own lots and lots of recorded music. I'm one who totally enjoys classical music, and my CDs are wonderful of the Boston Pops and all those orchestras. But to see a live orchestra like the Duluth Superior Symphony live, oh my gosh, it's mm-hmm. just such a thrill. Any live music is the best. Carl, are you?
Yeah. Well, just want to say that if you want your garden to grow, you got to water it.
All right. And, we mentioned earlier when John was in here, Sacred Heart, or this hour, how wonderful Sacred Heart is. And it seems to be a general consensus amongst all the musicians that one of the joys of going to performing at Sacred Heart is the person who does all the recording there, whose name just slipped my mind.
Eric Swanson.
Yeah,
Eric is amazing.
Got a shout out to him while we're shouting out to Wussos and such.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Yeah. So Scarlett's going to say a few words right now.
KTWH is a community asset that I so appreciate. I love the variety of programming, especially shows like The Beat Farm, that bring in local live singer-songwriters like myself. It's a great opportunity to showcase our talents, and it gets listeners to get to know us. And I just want to say thank you for the opportunities, KTWH.
Oh, sweet. Very, very sweet. And, you know, that's that all matters. It's not just the listeners who benefit from this radio station. It's also people who get to perform here, and I do say, get to perform here. All right, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
And then, so we're at least going to have one more song and maybe more after that.
Okay.
This one will be called?
You Ain't Going Nowhere.
All right.
It's been very interesting to play these songs on the 7-string. Because I usually play them on the 6. So I'm fumbling a little bit with this extra low note here. But really enjoying the nylon sound.
So swift, the rain won't lift. Gate won't close, that railing froze. Get your mind off winter time, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, we ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly down in that easy chair? I don't care how many letters they sent. Morning came and that morning went. Pack up your money, pick up your tent, 'cause you ain't going tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly down in that easy chair? Buy me a flute
and a gun that shoots tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly down in that easy chair? Now Genghis Khan could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep. When we get up to it, ooh, we will ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly down in that easy chair? Ooh, we ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down?
Very, very nice. Bob Dylan, right?
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, great. I was mentioning before that you could hear the replay of Scarlett's hour with us on Sunday, this Sunday at 3 p.m. But, you know, there's something I always forget to mention, and Michelle just reminded me. You can always listen to archived shows, archived Beat Farm shows online at ktwh.org. Yep. So there's a bunch. They really collect them in that archive for quite some time before they delete. I mean, they're there. So you can always go to the archived Beat Farm shows at ktwh.org. And one other thing I really don't want to forget to thank Louise's wonderful, wonderful little restaurant here, who provided us it during our weekly, our celebration week, our anniversary week, with wonderful pasties. So we volunteers are about to have a feast, and some others have already, because Louise's was so nice to have those here for us. So thanks, Louise's. I know that somehow you have to order them. You can't just go there and buy them right away, for how I understand it. But you can go there and you can order them, and then you go there on a Thursday, I think. And honestly, I have never tasted them, but I see people oohing and ahhing in our studio today, because they must be really, really good. And we do love pasties. Yep. So, all right. I'm going to thank, we'll probably have time for one more song, but I'm going to thank Scarlett Woods right now for being here, all the way from Brainerd. Don't forget, she's playing tonight and three other Thursdays in October.
And also at Ursa Minor on a Sunday in October, 23rd of October.
Oh, wow, at Ursa Minor.
Ursa Minor.
Oh, wow, and that's on a Sunday the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's 1 to 3.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. You know, we haven't been to that venue much, but we should check it out.
It's great beer. It's great beer.
Yeah,
it's
all right. Yeah, that's good one. Stuff. And I think they have outdoor seating there, don't they?
They do. They have outdoor seating.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, so here's one more song, and our programmer might have to fade us out in honor of an announcement or whatever she has to do in a couple minutes, but here's the last of For the Day of Scarlett Wood's music.
I'm going to play an oldie for you.
Falling.